Let's catch up with Kim Miles and talk NWFL footy. Hello, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Really good, thank you.
Excellent. We're a fair bit on for your competition, yeah. Starting with the women's semi-finals tonight. So both games at Ulverston tonight.
They are, and Darren, a big crowd is expected at Ulverston for the first week of the NWFL women's finals when two matches will be taking place. In the first game, commencing at 6 p.m. tonight, unbeaten ladder leaders Ulverston will host the Penguin Two Blues, who finished second on the ladder. The two sides clashed last Saturday in the final roster match when the Lady Robins defeated Penguin by 28 points, with Amy Bissett, Chelsea Clark, Ashley Corbett and Aspen Orton all prominent. Penguin have had an injury-riddled preparation of late, but coach Michael Marshall has indicated that three players are in contention for a recall. The two Blues will be looking for another big effort from Jodie Revel, Bianca Howard, Nicole Target and leading goal kicker Taylor Marshall. I anticipate that the winning margin may not be as great as last week, but nevertheless, Darren, I'm selecting the Robins to get home. In the elimination final, commencing at 7:30 p.m, the third-place Wynyard will be up against Devonport, who finished in fourth position. The two sides also clashed last week, with Wynyard successful by 38 points. Kirby Brakey, who will play her 100th game tonight, Sarah Maxwell, Alana Patterson and Nikki Ellis, with five goals, were all prominent for the Cats. And Devonport coach Janelle Rouse will be looking forward to a vastly improved effort from her young side this week. However, given the depth of the Wynyard lineup, I think the Cats will again prevail, ending the Magpies' run this season.
All right, so looks like it'll be fine weather for the for the games at Ulverston tonight. So first game at 6, second game at 7:30. All right, let's move to the men's competition tomorrow. So seniors at 20 past 2. So we'll start with La Trobe. They're at home against Penguin tomorrow.
Yeah, and La Trobe have made two changes to their team that went down by 63 points against Devonport in heavy conditions last week. The Demons regained Mitch Perry and Braden Scott from injury to replace Jacob Woodcock and Nathaniel Triffitt for their clash with a second-place Penguin. The two Blues have the opportunity to draw level with Devonport on top of the ladder if they can get over La Trobe. Connor Bramich and Jalen Farrelly come in for Penguin, replacing Chris McDonald and Oren Hall. The dominant factor in the two Blues' impressive win over Wynyard last week was their star-studded midfield, whereby Luke Russell, Matty Elliott and coach Maverick Weller were all prominent and provided full forward Jack Templeton with countless opportunities, and the big fella didn't let them down, hauling in seven goals. The two Blues ruckman Dylan Bramich was also on top and will have another great battle with in-form Demon ruckman Jade Smith. La Trobe will give their all, but there is too much at stake for Penguin to drop this game, and I expect the two Blues to get home by a comfortable margin, Darren.
Right, so that's at La Trobe tomorrow. And the other game's up at Wynyard, so Wynyard hosting Ulverston tomorrow.
Yes, third-place Wynyard get the opportunity to atone for their lacklustre effort against Penguin and have dropped reliable defender and co-captain Jordan England for their clash with Ulverston. Also, out of the Cats lineup go the injured Zane Murphy, key forward Stuart Turner, who was unavailable, while Noah Fleming has also been eased to the reserves with along with Geordie England. Returning for the Cats, Zach Smith, who has recovered from a shoulder injury, midfielder Jamison Foreman, and Tasmania Devil youngsters, Johnny McIver and Jake Dixon. Ulverston, who were prominent for long periods against Burnie last week, regained Dominic Hay and Sam Mansfield, and of these, Jimmy Richards and Jesse Shepherd to the under-18s and reserves, respectively. The Robins have certainly improved their effort and consistency in the latter half of the season, but their back six will need to work overtime to contain the scoring ability of Connor Barling, Callum Kabicki, Jonty McIver and Bo Sharman. At home, Darren, the Cats should be able to win their 10th match for the year and gain an 8-point buffer over the 4th-place Burnie Dockers.
All right, so seniors at 2:20 at La Trobe and Wynyard. Game's on before that, 18s and reserves. And the forecast is for a light shower or two, maybe in the morning. Fairly windy in the morning, but come lunchtime, the wind should ease and should be a pretty good afternoon for footy tomorrow. Now, Sunday, junior semi-finals on Sunday.
Yes, junior semi-finals again. And they've been attracting big crowds too, which has been very, very good, Darren. So make sure that if you're not doing anything Sunday, get out and support the local youngsters.
Yeah, so good day for the kids too, weather-wise. So good luck to all the juniors playing in the semis this weekend. Check the times via the NWFL website. All right, tonight, Geelong and GWS, hard to tip against the Cats at home.
Yeah, the Cats look pretty settled for their clash with the Giants, and they've only made the one change. However, different on the GWS side, where key players Shane Mumford, Phil Davis, Jacob Hopper, Sam Reed and Tom Green have all been ruled out injured, and it is hard to see the Giants topping the second-place Cats. So, for me, Geelong easily.
Yep, four or five goals at least, I reckon, to the Cats tonight. All right, mate, thanks for that. Enjoy your footy. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks very much, Darren.